year before Hardtack, the Soviets launched a small satellite named Sputnik 1. Concerned by the superiority of Soviet rockets, the United States conducted its first two missile-borne high-altitude detonations, known as Teak and Orange. The nuclear weapons for Teak and Orange were carried aloft into space by the Redstone missile, developed by Wernher von Braun. Von Braun and his crew had developed the V-2 rocket for Germany during World War II. The Redstone was considered an extension of this World War II technology and had a limited range. Utilizing liquid oxygen for fuel, the Redstone would propel its nuclear cargo into the Earth's upper atmosphere and release it for detonation. Teak, with a yield of 3.8 megatons, detonated nearly 50 miles above the surface of the Earth. The detonation created a violent magnetic disturbance in the atmosphere known as EMP, or electromagnetic pulse. This phenomena silenced radio transmissions for nearly 8 hours and damaged electrical circuits from Hawaii to New Zealand. Immediately following shots Teak and Orange in the Pacific, the United States conducted Operation Argus, 3 1-kiloton missile-borne tests in the South Atlantic. The Argus experiment sought to create and explore trapped bomb radiation in the Earth's Van Allen belts. Detonating 300 miles above the Earth, the experiment sought to create a radioactive shield to impede the performance of a Soviet missile attack.